Hey, all you nerds out there, are you looking for more wrestling content or podcasts? Then go on over to Facebook, Spotify, iTunes, Twitter, and SoundCloud, and check out NXT and We with PJ and Brett. These fellow nerds review every single NXT episode and also have their very own wrestling interview series, among other fun stuff. So go check out NXT and We today with PJ and Brett. Also, A-Rock Designs. I want to take a minute to give a quick shout out to A-Rock Designs. That is spelled A-R-O-C-K-K Designs. A-Rock Designs is ran by Ashley Rodriguez. She makes all those cool wrestling cups you see floating around. So if you want to get your hands on any custom merchandise, hit up Ashley Rodriguez at A-Rock Designs. If you can think it, she can make it. Last but not least, do you love wrestling and do you want to talk more about wrestling? Then head on over to Wrestling Review Society on Facebook. WRS is ran by my good friend Kevin Rodriguez. Kevin interviews your fave pro wrestlers every week and has the most amazing free, that's right, free giveaway. All you have to do is join Wrestling Review Society on Facebook and you could be the next big winner. This week's episode is brought to you by Design by Dunbar. If you need a logo design, flyers, e-commerce, website, or anything at all, go check out Designs by Dunbar at www.facebook.com/designbydunbar.
All right. What's going on, everyone? This is BRG, Brett Ryan Goslin, and you're listening to Nerds of Wrestling Podcast.
Love it. What is up, Nerds of Wrestling? Welcome to the first official episode of What's Up, Wrestler, a podcast by Nerds of Wrestling, hosted by your boy, Justin Del Rio. My guest at this very time comes from West Greenwich, Rhode Island. Please, in helping me welcome, he said it, Brett Goslin. What's up, bro? How you doing today, man?
Doing all right. Done with classes for the week, so, I mean, that's a plus.
That sounds like a good plus to me. We've been talking about doing a podcast for the past couple weeks, and when I told you, hey, you know, I'm starting up a podcast, would you like to be a part of it? You immediately said yes, and that's awesome, man. Thank you again for, you know, being a part of this.
Yeah, man, of course. I mean, like, to be honest, you've given, like, so many wrestlers an outlet to promote a lot of their content, their social media and everything like that, and I mean, like, coming from me, I really do appreciate that because, I mean, a lot of guys get to be seen through your group, which is, like, how many people now? It's, like, over 3,000, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's, like, we're a little over 4,200 right now.
Even better. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly, you know, and like I said, like, that's what Nerds of Wrestling is all about. I'm trying to promote all these wrestlers, you know, whether it's small names, big names, you name it, like, wrestlers from all over the world, and that's what I'm trying to do with Nerds of Wrestling.
And man, let me just tell you, I appreciate it because it's a great outlet for me to promote my content, other shows. I know Mike Lombardi from Northeast Wrestling loves to promote a lot of his stuff on your page.
Yeah,
it's just a great platform to help a lot of guys that really could use it.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that, man. Thank you so much. For those of you know, you guys who are listening, who don't know Brett Ryan Goslin, explain to nerds who Brett Ryan Goslin is.
Well, let's see. Victorious BRG, that's the nickname that we've been rolling with right now, coming out to Sweet Victory. If anybody's watched SpongeBob, you would absolutely get that reference.
I knew that right away.
Let's see. Always been the guy that, you know, very much smaller than your average wrestler. I wouldn't say too small. You know, I'm like 5'9", but yeah, I'm still smaller than a lot of the guys I wrestle with. If you saw me wrestle Big Bacon, you would understand the size difference in that. Just willing to attain victory by whatever means necessary is the best way to describe myself.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, I was at that show when, you know, you wrestled Big Bacon. It didn't end well for you.
No. I was a little shocked to be honest that was happening. But let's see. We got another open challenge already announced by Northeast Wrestling. Hopefully, I will be much more prepared for that one. than I was for Big Bacon.
For your sake, bro, I hope you're ready too. I don't think anybody in the arena knew Big Bacon was gonna answer your challenge.
Yeah, I didn't know either. So that
that was awesome. What a pop. It was crazy, man. You know, so tell us a little more about you with your training. Where did you train? You know, who did you train with? And you know, what got you started?
Okay. Let's see. I guess we should start at the beginning. So you said what got me started. I was actually not your average wrestling fan that started growing up watching wrestling, loving wrestling, all that kind of stuff. Let's see, 2011 is when I started watching, and I was 13 at the time. Okay. Growing up, I hated wrestling. I couldn't stand it. So if you told me in 2009 that I would be wrestling, and not only that, but like going and sharing the ring with legends such as Bob Backlund or the Boogeyman, I would have told you you're completely stupid. Fast forward to 2011, I start watching, and at that point, Edge was on top of SmackDown. He was the World Heavyweight Champion. He had had a feud with Dolph Ziggler and Vicky Guerrero at the time. That instantly hooked me. Edge's music I loved. The pyro he had whenever he would come out and like throw up the devil horns and everything like that. It was just great. I loved it. I remember, and this is, I always get people to laugh whenever I tell them, but WrestleMania 27, Edge versus Alberto Del Rio is the match that made me want to become a professional wrestler.
I never heard that. Wow, that's very interesting.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think I've ever, besides when Edge returned at the Royal Rumble, I don't think I've ever marked out that hard for a match. So.
Yo, seriously. Yeah.
It's like, you're 13 years old. You really don't really care that much about whether it's fake, whether it's real, yada, yada, yada. You don't care about any of that stuff. Everyone says all these, like, smoke and mirrors. I didn't care. I loved watching WWE at that point. It was a great outlet, very entertaining, which is something that a lot of people didn't really say about 2011 WWE in hindsight, but regardless. Fast forward, I was still playing hockey up until, I want to say, 2014. That's when I got cut from my high school team. And being the guy that I am, I hate saying, oh, well, let's just give up now. I want to turn into a positive. So I went to find a little training place to start getting into pro wrestling. And it's a little place in Woonsocket, Rhode Island called Showcase Pro Wrestling, where I really started doing my learning my basics and everything like that. And I'm still thankful for what they were able to help me on this journey. Fast forward a little while longer, about 2016, 2017, I met Matt Taven and Mike Bennett. I started going to the XWA Wrestle Kingdom in West Warwick, Rhode Island. And from there, Matt really helped me like flesh out like confidence in the ring, footwork, everything along those lines. Mike wasn't around as much because this is around the time where he was starting to get into WWE.
Yep. So
he was very busy around that time, but Matt was always consistent and he was always helping me. Whenever I had a question, he would always help me, especially since I go to school in Connecticut.
Yeah.
Whenever I go back up to Connecticut for school, he would like leave the door open, especially if I ever wanted to come down for a training or if I ever need to text him, ask him about any of the matches that I've been in recently, and he'd watch them, give me feedback, any of that stuff. So with that said, Matt was an integral part. Him and Mike Bennett were integral in helping me get a lot more confidence in the ring and brushing up a lot of like the inconsistencies and the flaws in my wrestling at that point. After that, I've done a lot of training with different people. Right now, I'm currently training at the Lockup Wrestling Academy, which is where Matt and Bennett both trained originally. Them, TK O'Ryan, and Vinny Marsaglia.
Wow.
Goes by Vinny.
Vincent.
Drew and Nick Steele, who tragically passed away this past weekend, which, you know, I'm thankful for what they have given me, especially Ryan. Ryan really took me under his wing to help me, like, really break down wrestling, break it down to, like, the nitty-gritty parts where where you look at wrestling in a completely different light. And he's just got an amazing mind for wrestling, and it just blows my mind. Him and Nick, I'll just say this. I'm going to miss Nick Steele heavily. He was one of the nicest guys, one of the toughest. He was a real man's man, to be frank, and he loved wrestling, and he really showed that during training. Him, Ryan, Matt, Mike, all those guys really helped me become who I am today, and I can't thank them enough, especially Nick, now that he's gone. I wish I had told him that when he was around. But yeah, so that's the nutshell in training, for that matter.
That's a lot.
I talked a good like 7 minutes just talking about my training and stuff.
No, I love it. I love it, man. The nerds want to know what after you know you did your training. What was the first promotion you've got booked in?
First promotion I was ever booked in. Now, is it outside of the home promotion at the time, or is it? I mean, we can really just say NCW, Northeast Championship Wrestling out of Denham, Massachusetts. GC Marks was the first guy to really ever take a gamble on me outside of where I was training at the time at Showcase. I can't thank him enough because, like, at the time, you know, didn't have, like, the greatest of reputations, especially from, you know, just attitude-wise. It's just, you know, you're 16, you think you own the world, when in reality you don't.
I feel like a lot of 16-year-olds think that nowadays.
Exactly. I mean, like, I got a 16-year-old sister who tells me this stuff all the time, and I'm like, yeah, I can understand. I was there at that point. But JC really, you know, took his time with me. He understood where I was coming from, all that stuff. NCW has been the place that I've wrestled with the longest out of any of the promotions I'm currently wrestling with right now. They'll be back in March 13th and March 14th is the next season. I'm not going to be on every single show this season, but I do say if you're in the Denham, North Attleboro area, definitely check them out.
Love that. Now, you said you're not going to be at those two shows. Are you going to be there?
No. I'm saying I won't be at every single show this season.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm branching out now, and JC is very understanding of that, which I will say is, like, very uncommon in wrestling. JC is very much understanding. Like, he knows. He knows that, you know, people want to branch out, get into different promotions, all that kind of stuff. And he's always willing to let me come back whenever I need to, which I love. I love that in a person, for sure.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, you know, that's honestly awesome. Like, when someone leaves the door open for you, no, that's it's very reassuring to know.
Absolutely.
For sure. Now, you wrestled for, if I'm not mistaken, you wrestled for Pioneer Valley before,
yes.
Correct?
Yes, yes.
How was that promotion?
Oh, I love Tunis, and I love Hammer Tunis, who runs the company. I love Pioneer Valley. I've had some fun matches there, I will say. I had a Fatal 4-Way once with Channing Thomas, Robo, and Vinny Pacifico. And
okay.
It was,
yeah, I know those.
It was really fun. I mean, I screwed up my elbow on a dive, but besides that, it was a fun match to go through, and that's probably my favorite one. That and a few matches I had with Slade. It really tested, like, how long I could go in the ring. Do you know Slade?
Yeah, Scotty Slade?
No, just Slade. He's just called Slade. He works for Beyond Wrestling right now. Okay. He's like this really jacked up bald dude with a goatee. He just looks like a killer. He looks like a killer, and it's like such a unique look that you don't really see in wrestling these days. But he's one of Logan Black's students, and
oh, okay.
And he is going to do good things. I guarantee. If you don't know Slade, definitely look him up on social media. His social media is entertaining, to say the least.
I will definitely do that for sure. For sure. We have a lot of questions. When I announced that you were going to be my first guest on What's Up Wrestler, not only the podcast, but when you were my first What's Up Wrestler discussion thread, I feel like you got a lot of feedback.
Yeah.
And it's crazy how things take full circle. Like, now you're my first guest on the podcast, which is awesome.
Man. I'm honored. Believe me.
Yeah, hell yeah. We have a question from Joe. Joe comes from, you know, Joe, the Insanely Rude Section guy.
He
asks, why the choice of Sweet Victory as your theme song?
I mean, Victorious BRG. I think Sweet Victory very much fits that character.
For sure.
And it's just a great song.
It is a great song. I know it from SpongeBob.
Yeah, but most people do, including myself. That's where I knew it from. But, I mean, as soon as I heard it again, I was like, why is this not my entrance music?
That's awesome. I mean, like, you just decided, oh, this is it. This has to be my intro theme.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. One of the other questions. So, you know a lot about hockey. I don't know anything about hockey. I know squat diddly. My dad's basement is full of, like, Pittsburgh Penguins stuff, so...
I'm sorry.
That's all good. We have a question from Matt Douglas. What is the most overlooked position in hockey, and why are you a Habs fan? I don't know what Habs is, so you're going to have to explain that.
No, I got you. So, first off, most overlooked... I actually discussed this with my friends who are all hockey fans, and we all agree that the most overlooked position in hockey is defense. So, my team right now, I've always been a lifelong Montreal Canadiens fan, and if you're from New England, that's like saying you like the devil. So, with that said, Montreal is currently not doing well at all, and I blame it a lot on their lack of defensive depth. Carey Price is an all-star goalie, and he has no defense to help keep him secure in the net. So if you don't have a strong defense, then it just puts a lot more work on the goaltender. And if the goaltender is getting a lot more work put onto him, then he's more likely to get a goal scored on him. And to answer the Montreal Canadiens question, I've always been a lifelong Montreal Canadiens fan. My dad was a huge fan. Huge, huge fan. And growing up, I had no choice. Like, he put me in a Canadiens jersey at the age of 2 when he first got me to skate. He's such a, like, sadly he passed away in 2017, but he's such a huge fan. Like, we put, when his gravestone literally has the Montreal Canadiens logo on it, because he's that big of a fan.
That's awesome. That's very cool. I feel like a lot of like fans in the sports are just born into it, and you know, you probably, like you said, you have no choice.
Yeah, I mean, like, I had no choice, but at the end of the day, I was like, I'm all about supporting the Canadiens. I mean, they have the most Stanley Cups in NHL history, 24 Stanley Cups. I literally am looking at the banner in my room that has every single Stanley Cup that they've won each year that they've won.
Yeah, I did not know that. I guess I learn something new every day.
Yeah, so, absolutely, man.
Look at that. Another question we have is from Mario. What is your favorite wrestling championship belt design ever?
Oof. NWA television title, but with the red strap.
Oh, okay.
Yep. That belt just is so unique and so different. And when NWA Power brought it back, I was a little disappointed because they used the black strap instead of the red strap. But whatever. I love that belt's design. Mostly because I'm a comm major. And okay. what I love about it is that it has the like three of the four major broadcasting networks as side plates. Because around when that belt was created, Fox wasn't a major broadcast network at the time. So they literally, for the fourth plate, they used like a satellite dish. But besides that, really? Like CBS, ABC, and NBC as side plates, which I think is really cool. Kind of ironic that that belt is defended on YouTube now, but that's...
Hey, it happens. Going off topic here a little bit, has there ever been, like, when you started wrestling, has there ever been times where you thought something wasn't working and you had to change your character up?
I mean, there's definitely points where things don't go right, I would say. I mean, to put it in an example, like, over the year, when I first started, like, my name was Todd Harris. It wasn't...
Todd Harris.
Yeah, it was Todd Harris because someone told me originally... It was a name that was given to me, and they told me that Brett Goslin just wouldn't work.
What?
Yeah, I know, right? But then, as soon as... You know, it's funny. I was sitting in class one day, and it was, like, first day of class, and the guy's doing roll call and whatever, and he's like, oh, Brett Goslin. I raised my hand, yada, yada, yada. And he's like, huh, like Ryan Goslin. I'm like, no. Oh, wait, my middle name's Ryan. That was
oh, great. Shit.
Yeah.
That's awesome. See, I didn't know that. Look at that. See, I thought you just, like you said, I think on the post with the What's Up Wrestler discussion, the discussion thread, you said you chose Ryan Gosling because it sounds like Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, I didn't that's know that like my name. Actual name.
Oh, that, shit. No, that, no way.
Funny, because, like, the BRG that, like, most people, like, point out to me, they're like, well, why do you have BRG on your arm? Are you that vain? I'm like, no, it's just, ironically, so, like, I was born in 98. Ryan Gosling wasn't a big thing then. And my dad wanted me to have the same initials as him, so he named me Brett Ryan Gosling.
That's a dope name. That's a cool name. I think I see for everyone where I think that's a pretty dope name.
It's funny because I wear my wrestling jacket that I wear to the ring all the time.
Yeah.
And so like I'm at a gas station and the guy read it, and he's like, "Is your name actually Brett Ryan Gosling?" I'm like, "Yes."
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. No, it's not my name. Mm-hmm. Seriously. That's pretty cool that, you know, you saw that something wasn't working and then you changed it up. I think I speak for everyone where you're definitely getting over in Northeast Wrestling. Like you're starting to get there, man. I'm a big fan. When you debuted for NEW, I was like, oh shit, I know this dude. You know, yeah. Like, oh shit, like, cool, good for him.
I'm just doing what's asked of me. That's all I can do. I mean, I'm just being me. That's all I can really do at this point. And if wrestling fans want to hate me, whether they want to love me, I don't really care. I'm just kind of doing my thing, and I'm doing well at it right now. If I have to change down the line, I have to change it. But for right now, it seems to be working, so I'm going to stick with it.
No, yeah, definitely stick with it. I love it. I know for a fact everyone is, you know, definitely a fan, for sure. Another question we have is from Kelly Hopkins. She asks, who was your biggest inspiration to get started in the business?
Oh, Edge. Definitely.
Oh, Edge.
Edge. I like
you said that.
To put it in perspective, like, I had only been watching Edge for a good 3 months at that time. Had no history of what he was like before that. I had never known that he was, like, the biggest bad guy.
Oh, yeah.
Just at one point.
The biggest asshole in all of WWE. He was a dick.
I didn't know that he, like, stole a guy's girlfriend in real life. I didn't know any of that stuff. But, like, the day he announced his retirement, I actually did not watch. I didn't watch him retire. So I had no clue. And then I looked at the info for Friday Night SmackDown, and it said, how will Edge's shocking news impact Friday Night SmackDown? I'm like, what the heck happened? And so I watch, and I'm just, like, in tears. Like, 13-year-old me is just in tears that he's done. I'm like, I just started liking you, dude, and you're already leaving?
Yeah, he made a big impact in WWE, and till this day, he still does. And I'm so glad to see him, you know, to see him back. And I'm excited to see what's in store for him, for sure.
I don't think I've ever jumped out of my seat so quickly than when I heard Metalingus play at the Rumble. I was super happy. Yeah. I mean,
it was awesome.
It's Edge and then, like, Macho Man Randy Savage.
And then not only that, and then you had, you know, Edge and Randy, you know, square off in the ring for a bit. Like back in like 2007, 2006, they were, you know, they were like the biggest heel of the tag team.
Yeah. Dude, you know, for sure. I did my research after. Like, I bought the Edge DVD when it came out, like his whole biography and everything. Like, I listened to all of that. Like, I watched every single moment. I watched it over and over again. Watched his best of matches that were on the DVD. It was just like, I was like hooked. It's like the only other time that I have done that for a wrestler was when I really got into Macho Man. Like, Macho Man is probably like my favorite of all time now, just by his promos. And I like really love his showmanship. He's the perfect wrestler in my opinion, just because he has the perfect ability of showmanship and ability in the ring.
Yeah, for sure. I agree with that 100%. Another question we have is, who has been your favorite opponent or opponents to work with?
Oof. Put it, okay. So I'm going to list a couple names on this one.
Yeah, man. Name them up.
Okay. So first, the guy that I've had my favorite match with, Nico Silva. We had a match in August at Top Rope Promotions. And I love watching that match back. And I remember, like I said, I train with Ryan Drew currently. And he's very much a stickler when it comes to, like, making sure everything makes sense, all that kind of stuff. And when he was like, I really, really like that match, he obviously gave me his critiques on the match, because no match is perfect. But
no match is perfect. Yeah.
Watching it back, I don't think I've ever been more comfortable with someone than when I was with Nico Silva. Some other people I love to wrestle, Channing Thomas. I've only been able to wrestle him once, and I had a lot of fun with it. Probably because me and him are like really good friends in real life. Retro Anthony Green. I had fun working three matches with him in the same day last
summer
at NCW at Kids Fest in North Attleboro. That was a lot of fun. It really like made me think outside of the box, because I didn't want to be doing the same thing in a match. Yeah. Richard Holiday, I want to wrestle again, because I had a really fun match with him at XWA a while ago. I want to say like 2 years ago.
And that was quite a time.
For the Firebrand title on a Thursday, and that was the first time I've ever felt really, really comfortable in the ring. And then, if I'm going to name one more person, it's got to be Jason Daniels from Top Rope.
Okay.
Jason's one of my really good friends, and he's the one person that I can trust completely in the ring. Like, we can go out there and, like, not know anything and just do a good match, no problem.
That's awesome. That's really cool. Channing Thomas, man, he's a great guy. I met him before, and I seen him wrestle once. He definitely, I'm waiting for him to get booked at NEW.
Yeah, man, same with me, dude. He's got a very unique style, which I really love. He's more, like, European-based, very much old school, like me in that sense. Very old school style. He's very focused on catch wrestling and everything like that. He's one of my really good friends. And, like, I want to wrestle him more often, that's for sure. We've only had one match, and I know that we can build so much more off of that.
That's awesome. That's really cool. I definitely hope. Like, I know him and our buddies, Zane Rue, they're out in England right now, and I for sure hope they're killing it out there. I'm sure they are.
And Zane Rude, love them too. If I'm going to name my favorite tag team to wrestle, it's probably them.
That's awesome.
Because I'm not a tag team wrestler, but, like, with them, I always feel comfortable. Like, we always know what to do. Like, the Over the Top show, I had a lot of fun with them, wrestling them. But, yeah.
Was that, like, the Over the Top show? And I was so glad to see, you know, especially you in Over the Top. I praise Northeast Wrestling, and Over the Top is, like, my absolute favorite show of the year. Uh-huh. And every single year, they go overboard with the show, and I'm so happy to see you, you know, in Over the Top. You know, what was that experience like for you?
It was surreal as soon as I walked through the curtain. So yeah. I was like, wow, like, I never thought I'd be performing in front of this many people. It was a fun match. I'm very much thankful for being put in that position. When I was asked to do the show, I figured I was just going to be in the Rumble. And then I saw that I was in that 8-man tag match with a lot of guys that are like staples of Northeast Wrestling. So to be put in the ring with them, like Keith Youngblood, Chris Battle, and Zane LeRude, all those guys, it's like I had a lot of fun at that show, to say the least. And it is by far one of the best shows that I've ever been on.
That's awesome. And I know at that show, you got a chance to work with Mainstay Posse, another great tag team. I love those guys. They're fantastic.
I have known them since I started, actually. Wow. We all started around the same time. I met them at IWE back in like 2016, before they were even Mainstay Posse. It's funny, actually. NCW, the company that I mentioned before.
Yep.
They were the ones that started the Mainstay Posse thing.
Okay.
And then JC gave them the blessing to use it outside of NCW. And they've run with it since. And they've made it their own. They made it their own brand and everything.
Literally,
and
man.
I'm super happy for them.
Yeah, they've been running with it.
Especially since, like, where they started and everything and how far they've come since then, I'm really happy for them.
Yeah, no, they're definitely killing it. They earn every ounce of what's coming for them, for sure. Absolutely. You know, they're just great. Another question we have is from Christopher Sanders. He asks, if you could share the ring or do a segment with anyone in the present, who would it be?
Edge, since he's back, I'd definitely say Edge.
Love that.
Edge, if we're going to go a little Edge or Matt Taven or Mike Bennett, just because they trained me and I love to wrestle my trainers on a show, for sure.
I mean, you never know, man. With Northeast Wrestling, you never know.
You do.
Anything can happen.
Anything can happen.
That's why you got your ass kicked by Bob Backlund. Huh?
I said that's why you can never miss the show.
Exactly. And like I said, you got your ass kicked by Bob Backlund, so
that was the show. I wouldn't say that was the case. I think I gave him a good run for his money on that.
Yeah. No, for sure. For sure. we have a question from Trayvon from Waves and Curls. What is your favorite karaoke song?
I already know what he's referring to. I'm not going to play into this, Trey. If I'm going to go a favorite song, probably Wagon Wheel by Darius Rucker. That's the safe answer, and I know what you're referring to, Trey, and if you're listening, well, yeah. No.
I don't know what you guys are talking about, but
I know.
I'm sure he will.
It's just between us on that one, but he knows what I'm talking about. But yeah, Wagon Wheel by Darius Rucker. That's probably my go-to for anything, probably because I love country music, and I love Darius Rucker. Like, man, has a golden voice. Like, I will sing. I have a playlist for Darius Rucker that I'll just play whenever I just need to relax.
That's awesome. That's really cool, man. I know Darius. Darius Rucker. I listened to some of his songs. He's good.
Yeah, so he's good. I love his music. It's great.
So yeah, no, Trayvon, man, I'm sure if you're listening, there you go. There's your answer right there. If you could choose right now, this is another question from Christopher. If you could choose right now, what company would you see BRG in best?
best right now.
Oof. Yeah.
You know, I've been thinking about that one, and it's just NWA, dude. I really want, like, right now, NWA, once I'm out of school and everything, like, yeah. I would love to work for the NWA. I just love the product. I love the old school feeling because I'm very much a fan of, like, old school wrestling. Like, yeah. When it comes to watching, like, pay-per-views on the network, I'm always going back to, like, early WCW from, like, the early 90s. Like, I think I could see myself working in NWA because I'm more, if anything, I'm more of a character than I am, like, a work rate wrestler, which is where, like, a lot of those guys go now, which is, like, NWA is definitely the place I can see myself going right now.
That would be awesome to see you, you know, do your thing in NWA. I feel like that's the case for you. Thanks. I could definitely see you in NWA.
Thanks, sure. Man. I appreciate it.
I got you. We have another question from Ryan Leslie. He has a few, you know, mixed okay. into one. What was the first move you learned, your favorite move you learned, and the hardest move you learned?
Okay. Favorite move I've learned? First move I've learned was the Diamond Dust.
Okay.
Which, for anyone that doesn't know, it's when I'm sitting on the top turnbuckle, I hook the guy in a dragon sleeper, and I essentially flip over into a cutter. That's the first move I learned. That's, like, the big fancy move that I learned. Move I love to use a lot. Anyone that knows me knows I like to throw out super kicks a lot. it was to the point where, like, when I first started, I couldn't, like, I had no extension in my legs whatsoever. Like, I'm not flexible with at all. And so, like, I used to practice super kicks a lot. And it was on my sister when she was, like, around, I want to say, 10 years old. So I'd literally, like, scream out just out of nowhere whenever my sister was around. I'd be like, super kick! And, like, practice on her. And she'd, like, always scream and run away. But, yeah.
She always just stole it for you. Like, just fell.
Let's see. What was the last one?
You said your first move, you did your hardest move. What was your favorite move?
Favorite move? Ooh. No, learning how to dive. Learning how to do a suicide dive. That was
scary.
Fun. That was scary but fun. Like, I love doing suicide dives so much. Like, I can, because when I was younger, I always used to dive into my pool.
Okay.
So I feel like that's helped me a lot when it comes to getting a good reach on distance in my dives. Like, when I was wrestling for Let's Wrestle a few weeks ago, I remember Calvin Strange was, like, around the first row, and there was an aisle. There was an aisleway for, like, people to walk through.
Yeah.
I remember I nailed him with the dive. There was a good distance between the first row and the ring. I nailed him with a dive, and we flew back into the third row.
Wow, really? That's a damn. You got some. You got a good leap there.
Yeah, I got a good. Leap. I will thank diving in the pool growing up for that ability for sure.
There you go. You definitely have your pool to thank for that. I can't recall because I've been to a lot of Bethany shows when you performed and wrestled there. Have you ever taken a suicide dive in Bethany?
Oh yeah, Bethany. Back in December. You know, you had Chris Battle, then you had Chris Battle dive on me and MSP. You had Zane Bernardo fly over the top rope and hit us with a good old fashioned taker dive. And then you had RJ Rue being like, oh, I can top that. Hits us with a moonsault on the outside. So, yeah, in Bethany, I literally got hit with 3 dives in a row. After.
Damn, there you go. Yeah. Nice, man. See, like, you know, there's a lot of shows I've been to, you know, so I forget and all that.
Yeah, man. I mean, like, there's a bunch of stuff I've done on shows that I forget half the time.
Yeah, no, of course, you know, like, I know wrestlers aren't going to remember every single thing, for sure.
Absolutely.
Another question is from Johnny Burke. If you could ever main event a match at WrestleMania, who would it be against?
Edge, definitely Edge.
Damn.
If we're gonna go with, also, if we're gonna go with people that are past, then it would be Macho Man. But if we're talking current guys that are not dead, then Edge for sure.
So for sure, like next time we do a podcast and we have like WWE questions about you in the ring with someone, I'm just gonna be like, guys, it's Edge.
Yeah, like, exactly.
It's Edge.
Like I'll just comment below Edge. He's the guy that got me watching. He's the guy that, like, to say came full circle when he came back at the Rumble this year is putting it lightly, because, like, man, was I a huge Edge fanatic. I can't put it into words how much I loved Edge when he retired and even before that.
Yeah, he was Edge, man. Like we talked about before, he great wrestler, great heel. Personally, in my opinion, the best heel of all time.
Yeah, I could go with that. Him, Flair, can say, you know who's honestly underrated in that aspect? I'd say The Miz. I love The Miz's heel work for sure.
Yeah, I'm a big Miz fan as well, and I love him as a heel. As a face, not so much. the face doesn't do it for me.
Yeah,
you know he's a great heel. You know,
yeah,
for sure.
Absolutely, man. I'm glad to see him back in that role.
Yeah, seriously. I don't think we touched base with this question yet. In your opinion, what was the biggest obstacle in becoming a wrestler? And that question comes from Carson.
My size. My size, for sure. When I first started, I weighed about 140, and I was a twig. And not to mention, like, nobody believes that I'm 22. Everyone thinks right now that I am a good 16 years old. So imagine how I looked when I was actually 16 years old.
16? Jeez.
Yeah. Everyone, what the hell? Everyone's like, you look like you're 16. I'm like, okay. That's cool with me.
Okay, thanks.
But, like, imagine how, like, I looked like I was 12 when I was 16. So it not a lot of people take me seriously. Like,
yeah.
When they see me at first, because they're like, oh, it's just a kid. He's just here to train and whatever. Meanwhile, they don't know that I've been wrestling for a while. The size thing has always been an issue, because in wrestling, it's funny. Like, I'm average height, but in wrestling, I'm, like, as short as possible. You know, I've had to adapt my style to make sure it makes sense for my height, the way I look, and everything like that. So it makes sense, because I can't be going out gorilla pressing everybody to the outside of the ring. That just makes no sense.
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah, exactly.
But I've had to adapt. Like, I'm very much, like, hard-hitting, very aggressive. I remember when I had a seminar with Gerald Briscoe a few months ago, he told me he really liked my attitude in that aspect, because I was I'm smaller, but I am like a pit bull in the ring, in his own words.
That's cool. That's a cool one. That's a cool definition for sure to describe your character.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Another question we have is from David. He asks, do you enjoy the long drives to Maine? And he hopes to see you soon at a show.
Yeah. You know, the Maine trips are fun. Like, for anybody that doesn't know me outside of, like, Northeast Wrestling or Top Rope or any of those places that I work around Southern New England, I do travel to Maine a lot, especially for Let's Wrestle, which is a sister company to Limitless Wrestling. And it's a good drive. It's a good 5.5 hours for me from Connecticut to there. I usually pick up my buddy Malik, who's also a wrestler. He mainly wrestles in Maine. So when I pick him up, we normally have, like, good car rides, because, like, we've known each other for years at this point. So it's literally, like, just us catching up on what's happened in, like, the last month since we've seen each other. It's just those car rides are fun, especially, like, me. I always have, like two cans of Bang. And I'm all, like, one can of Bang is, like, already enough for me. So I'm, like, already super hyped up. So I'll blast music like crazy and just, like, have a good time while we're driving up. And the time passes quickly. And, like, honestly, I won't be at the next Let's Wrestle show, because I already committed to Northeast Wrestling on the 7th. But I'm looking forward to going back in April, which, I mean, Let's Wrestle is one of my favorite places to wrestle. because the main crowd for some reason really loves me, and I'm get to come out to 1985 for my entrance music, so that's always fun.
1985, is that the Bowling for Soup?
Yep. Have you listened to their Alexa Bliss song?
I did. It was excellent. I loved it. I was very surprised when they dropped that. I was like, is this real?
I was like, are they still making music? I'm surprised.
Yeah, no, seriously. That was a good song, you know, to say the least.
Yeah.
I'm asking a lot of WWE questions. I have to ask, did you watch TakeOver?
I did watch TakeOver.
What were your thoughts on it? Thoughts on the show as a whole?
I love the TakeOver events. My favorite pay-per-view is actually NXT TakeOver New Orleans, because I was actually there for that show.
You were there?
Yeah. It was
nice.
Yeah, I mean, like, the atmosphere in that arena that night was just amazing. This past TakeOver, like, is there really anything bad to say at this point? Like, you always know you're going to get a good quality wrestling. I was shocked. I wasn't really that shocked, actually, when Johnny Gargano turned his back on Tommaso Ciampa. I figure it's that there needs to be, like, an end to that story. They can't just, like, make up and be friends out of nowhere.
Yeah, no, for sure. It's crazy, like, how things, like, turn full circle right there.
Yeah, right? But, yeah, no, the last TakeOver was great. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I didn't get to watch it live, so I did have a few things spoiled. But, like, even then, like, I still bit for some of that stuff where it was, oh, yeah. I already know the winner, but oh man, maybe they lied for some reason on social media. Who knows?
Yeah, no, I definitely enjoy TakeOver. I watched it with my buddy Mario. Him and I were absolutely just amazed, and we knew going into watching the show, we knew we were gonna get, like you said, a good quality, you know, wrestling show.
Yeah, I mean, Keith Lee and Dijakovic.
Insane. It absolutely insane. And I'm so proud of those two. I got to see them both wrestle at Northeast Wrestling numerous amount of times, and to see where they were before to where they are now is just amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, man. You know, those guys have tremendous chemistry with one another, and they're redefining what it is to be a big man these days. So, I mean, I just saw that Michael Lombardi posted the match that he had in Bethany with Keith Lee and Dijakovic, and I watched it, and I was like, wow, this is, like, they were killing it then, which is crazy.
That was in Waterbury. I was at that show, man, and oh, my God. Like, until this day, like, probably one of the best matches I've ever seen in person. And I've seen a lot, and that was probably, like, the best match I've seen. It was such a good match, and wow, just amazing.
Definitely,
very
man.
Cool.
Definitely, man.
You know.
How we doing on?
Well, we touched base. We're good, man. We I think we're pretty much done with the questions, my guy.
All right.
You've answered a lot, and yeah, no, for sure. I think everyone knows a little more about BRG.
Yeah,
Brett Ryan Gosselin. Brett, man. I can't say thank you enough for taking time out of your schedule to, you know, come join the first official podcast of What's Up Wrestler.
Hey man, I thank you. Like, I've thanked you a lot in this podcast, but seriously, I really do appreciate it. I really do appreciate you asking me to be the first one. It's just been, and I can't thank you enough for establishing this brand to help a lot of wrestlers promote their content, which is very beneficial in 2020, for sure.
Yeah, man. Thank you. Thank you very much. That means a whole lot coming from you. Bigger things are coming for Nerds of Wrestling, so definitely stay tuned. This has been the first episode of What's Up Wrestler, a podcast by Nerds of Wrestling. Brett, man, thank you again, and we hope to see you down the road very soon, and I will definitely see you at the next upcoming show at Northeast Wrestling.
Sounds good, man. Thank you, everyone, for taking a listen to this podcast.
Have a good night, everybody. Peace out.
And that concludes this episode on the Nerds of Wrestling podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please don't forget to like, share, and subscribe for more future episodes. I'm your host, Justin Del Rio. Peace out, nerds.